During his life, Johann Sebastian Bach, a confessional Lutheran cantor and organist, wrote over 200 cantatas, which are vocal compositions with a musical setting. These were performed throughout the church year during each Sunday and on feast days, drawn off of the readings from the lectionary. For the Feast of the Holy Trinity, Bach composed 3 cantatas, the first of which we will focus on today, BWV or Bach cataloged work, 165. This one, based off of John chapter 3, has the title, O Heiliges Geist und Wasserbad, which is telling as to the primary focus for the text. It literally means sacred bath and Holy Spirit. The first movement describes beautifully that gift which Jesus spoke of to Nicodemus in the dead of night. Bach wrote, O sacred bath of water and the Spirit, that incorporates us in God's kingdom and writes us down in the book of life. O flood tide that drowns all misdeeds through its miraculous power and gives us the gift of new life. O sacred bath of water and Spirit. Nicodemus was an intelligent man and a well-respected Pharisee and teacher. It is often thought that he held a seat on the Sanhedrin. He approached our Lord on behalf of the Pharisees, recognizing that Jesus' signs must be from God. Yet, he did not grasp Jesus' teaching, nor understand it. His thoughts were flawed and limited only to earthly things. Jesus said to him, therefore, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again or from above. The teacher Nicodemus now becomes the student. For him to see and enter the kingdom of God, he could not rely on earthly wisdom or goods. He could not rely on his background or the law alone. He had to rely on that which is from above. The world, which tries to suppress the truth of Scripture, will tell us that this word, this truth, the things from above, contains errors. Lies are spread about the origins of the world. The natural order of the family is rejected, and babies are labeled clumps of cells, free to be disposed of if they are an inconvenience or unwanted. These are the lies of Satan and the world, which leads to hatred. Just look at the world around us today. An innocent man was murdered, yet people use this crime to justify their own crimes of stealing, destruction of property, and mischief. People use the barrier of social media to accuse, slander, and profane their neighbors, rather than explaining everything to them in the kindest way. But lest we grow too self-righteous about ourselves, we too fall prey to the siren song of this world's lies. We do not look to the things from above, but of the things of the flesh. We do not love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. We do not love our neighbors as ourselves. Whether we overindulge in alcohol, envy or covet our neighbor's possessions, skip church for a sporting event or other frivolous reasons, or click on that website that we ought not to be looking at, we too allow the old Adam in us to overtake us. Even though we are baptized, we still daily fall short of God's law. Vox Cantata says, "The sinful birth of the damned seed of Adam brings forth God's anger, death, and destruction. For what is born of flesh is no more than flesh, by sin infected, poisoned, and defiled." What is the answer to evil in this world and the evil which infects our minds and hearts? What can be done? Let us look to the answer that Jesus gave to Nicodemus. "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter this kingdom of heaven." We cannot rely on our own work to save ourselves. We rely only on the things of heaven, the things from above, the work of the blessed Holy Trinity in the world to save sinners. It is the sacred bath of water and the Spirit in which we are born again from heaven above. Vox Cantata continues, "How blessed is a Christian! By the bath of water and the Spirit, he becomes a child of blessedness and mercy. He puts on Christ and the white silk of his innocence. He is clothed with Christ's blood, the purple robe of honor in baptism." God gives to us his Spirit through the life-saving waters, that life-saving bath of baptism. As St. Paul wrote to Titus in chapter 3, "He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life." In baptism, the triune name of God is put upon us because it is a work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father, through the Son, gives the Holy Spirit upon the baptized, who is then called a child of God and an heir to eternal life. Bach sums this up beautifully in the third movement. "Jesus, who by your love in baptism has written me down for life, salvation, and blessedness. Help me to rejoice in this and to renew the covenant of mercy throughout my whole life." This is what Jesus called Nicodemus and all of us to do, to be born from above and to lead a holy life according to that rebirth that God has given. Strengthened by him, we rejoice and renew the covenant of mercy daily, repenting of our sins, leaving behind the things of the flesh, that old Adam in us, and turning to Christ alone as our only help. All of this is made possible through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to how Movement 5 of the Cantata sums up what Jesus has done for us. "Jesus, death of my death in my life, and in my last agony, let me keep this thought in view, that for me, you are the beloved serpent who brings salvation from the poison of sin. Save, O Jesus, my soul and spirit, so that I may find life." Did you catch the allusion that Jesus, or of what Jesus said to Nicodemus? What Jesus said in John chapter 3, he said, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world," or in this way God loved the world, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." We need to be saved. As from the beginning, when Adam and Eve fell into sin, through the Exodus to Mount Sinai and to the desert where the fiery serpents attacked the people of Israel, and even now, God's people need saving. How would we do that apart from God? He has sent his only Son to deliver us by his grace. Just as God saved those Israelites from death in the wilderness by looking upon a bronze serpent, so he raised up his Son like the serpent, that whoever looks upon him in faith should be saved. Jesus was lifted up upon the cross for the sins of us and for the entire world, and he bestowed his righteousness upon all believers in him. God the Father sent his Son into the world to redeem and save the world through his blood shed and his sacrificial death upon the cross. That saving work is given to us by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the gospel and the saving bath of water and the Spirit. As St. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 6, "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may have a new life." Eternal life is our inheritance. But for now, we continue to dwell in a sinful world where Satan and death surround us daily. The final movement in O Heiliges Geist und Wasserbad gives words of comfort while we await the coming of our Lord. His word, his baptism, his supper serve us against all misfortune. The Holy Spirit in faith teaches us to trust in these things. We see the terrors of the world around us. We feel the work of Satan and sin constantly trying to pull us away from God and to the things of the flesh. However, dear Christians, we are not alone. The Holy Spirit continues to strengthen and preserve us in the one true faith. We are equipped with the word and sacraments against all that the world will throw against us. God sends faithful pastors to his church on earth to preach this word and to administer the sacraments in the midst of turmoil and strife. Therefore, we stand firm in the knowledge that God is working even now to preserve his church. Christians are still being born of the Spirit who calls them to the faith, saving faith by the gospel in the sacred bath of baptism, as he did with Jane Eckhart, and he will this afternoon with Rosemary Milner. With joy and comfort, we know and see the triune God constantly at work in the world and among us, even in these troubling and terrible times. He gathers the elect into the ark of the church using the means of the gospel and the sacraments. Do not put your trust in earthly things, nor in the ways of the flesh. Instead, trust that these heavenly gifts of the Holy Spirit do what God has promised. They give you forgiveness of sins, They tell you of the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for you. They are the means in which God has promised to be with you always. Finally, having been gathered in, we too will rise from our graves and join Christ in that heavenly kingdom which has no end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus our Lord.